Here we are, what we're calling conversational exposition, making our way slowly, deliberately. We just looked up, this is the 19th little, you know, vignette we're doing here. I like how we're breaking it up into bite-sized chunks, but, you know, there's a lot here for us to consider. But we're already up now to chapter 23. We're going to take a look at the first three verses. Who's reading it?
I got it.
Okay.
Verse 1 says, "You shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice. You shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute."
Hmm. Wow.
This is a good one.
I mean, look, yeah, there's a lot here. I mean, you think about how this worked out in ancient Israel. Isn't there so much in there for us right today to gain valuable instruction from? Mm-hmm. Okay, so first of all, he starts off, the beginning of verse 1, "You shall not circulate a false report."
Yeah. I love that word there, circulate.
Yes.
Has the idea of, like, whether or not you're just receiving this information or you began the information, both are wrong.
Yes, whether you're the originator or the transmitter, yes. You're circulating.
You're circulating. Yes. Oh, what a great word.
And it connects those with putting, "Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness." So it seems like he's connecting false reporting and unrighteous witness. It kind of, you're putting your hand with the wicked, you're kind of doing the evil, you're going with them in that circulation of a false report. Is that kind of what he's getting at here?
That's right. Both the inventor and the receiver, they bear a responsibility with this.
Yeah.
Now, notice, the issue is a false report. So it's totally legitimate to ask for proof. Mm. And what's kind of the biblical standard of proof?
Wasn't that Deuteronomy, right?
Right.
Two or three, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established.
That's right. It wasn't just to be gossip, rumors, this or that, but let it be established by two or three witnesses.
Mm. Interesting.
Leads right into what? What's it say at the beginning of verse 2 there?
Yeah. "You shall not follow a crowd to do evil."
Wow. Where did that start? When did you say it started in the Garden of Eden?
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
you know, who was the first person who followed somebody else to do evil? It was Adam.
Yeah.
Who followed Eve to do evil. And I mean, since then, how easy it is for us to do that.
Yeah. Following the crowd.
There's just something within us that aches so bad to be received and accepted by the crowd, that does not want to stand out and be different. But hasn't this been the downfall of a lot of people? It's been the downfall of us at different times, at different places, where you just got to have the courage to stand your convictions and say no. Mm-hmm. Even if the whole world's going one way, we're going to go another way.
I mean, I always think about that very thing as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Here's everyone around them bowing down to this idol.
Yes.
And they say, no, I'm not going to bow down to that. You can just imagine, there's these three men and a sea of people bowing down at that appointed time when the bell rang and the trumpet sounded. They said, no.
Not us.
Not us.
You know, later on in the history of the early church, there was a guy named Athanasius who really stood for biblical true doctrine at a time when false doctrine about who Jesus was really popular. Mm. And they coined a phrase about Athanasius. They would say, "Athanasius contra mundum." That's Latin for against the world. You know, you had the world on one side, seemingly, and Athanasius on the other. But you know what? He was right. Yeah. And his heart, his understanding of biblical truth carried the day because it was correct.
Yeah. It's funny that here's a verse, like you mentioned, written so many years ago, but man, this hits our heart right now. Do not follow the crowd to do evil. Yeah. I
mean, how about what Paul would say later on in 1 Corinthians 15? Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits.
Yeah, I've always heard it said, you are who you hang out with.
Yeah.
If you hang out with those who are meddling in evil, you're going to be doing the same thing. But if you hang out with those who are meddling in God's work, you're going to be doing the same as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
Yeah, shouldn't we kind of look to hang out with people who are better than us?
Yeah.
Will lift us up by their influence and their character, but there's just something difficult about that.
It is. I think we're so like chameleon, like we who we hang out with, we begin to change and we begin to morph, and you see that a lot in the youth culture today. Is
right.
You can see a person who is on fire with the Lord, just really serving the Lord, all of a sudden maybe gets involved with a certain group, all of a sudden they're changing their clothes, changing their attire, and then you just never see them again.
Yeah. Now, you guys are both people who work with young people. You've worked with high schoolers in the past, Nate. David, you do a lot of work with college students right now. Do you see this whole thing of peer pressure among young people to be anything more dramatic in today's world? Is it just kind of a constant? Is it just the same all the time? Are we just dealing with the same stuff we dealt with for generations?
You go first. What do you think?
I think it's the same.
Yeah.
I don't think it's changed. I think the pressures to do different things are different, and the things that they're doing,
the expressions are different.
Expressions are different. For the college kids, it's they're heavier things.
Yeah.
You know, they're more weighty matters.
Right.
Decisions that are making in life, or you know, relationship in a heavier way.
Right.
But I'd say, you know, it's really much the same. I think the older you get, the pressure's still there, no matter what.
Yeah.
But
right.
In high school, it's a little different. And it just changes, the expression changes.
Yeah. And, you know, let's not pretend that it's only young people who have this problem of peer pressure and following a crowd to do evil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's people who are a little bit older in life as well. We need to always be on guard against it.
Mm.
All right, one last thing. Let's look at this at verse 3, where it says, "You shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute." This one blows my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it saying?
Even though you're disadvantaged, still treat them justly, or still carry out justice, even though they are disadvantaged.
So I'm a judge in Israel. Two men come before me for judgment. One's rich, the other's poor. Even though I might have more sympathy towards the poor man, just because he's at a lower station in life, I'm not allowed to let that sympathy override my judgment of what's just.
Right.
Which is so contrary to our culture today.
Yes.
Our culture today is, I'm the victim.
Yeah.
I'm the weak one. You need to rule on my behalf,
mm-hmm.
and not on that person who is strong, who is rich, who is more high profile or whatever it may be.
So you stole, you know, I stole from Walmart, but you know, Walmart, they got billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
What's a big deal? I stole one little water bottle from there. No
right.
big deal.
Yeah, but no, God would say, no, just because you're poor, it doesn't make you right. Now, obviously, it doesn't make you wrong either. You've got to judge the case on what we would call the merits of the case. You remember that classic depiction of justice? Scales in the hand. What is it? Scales in one hand, sword in another, which is kind of heavy.
But blind, right?
Blind. So that justice couldn't see standing before them. Is it a rich man or poor man? I don't know. I'm going to judge the facts of the case. Yeah, and I really think that is something we need to be aware of. And hold our heart, because you know the cultural tendency is different than that. But we're not supposed to follow the crowd to do evil, are we?
We're not.
Right. Right. Okay. Good. All right. We'll continue on. Starting our next section. Redmond up at verse 4.